Following is a remastered version of the Pulse Gamecast, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And hello, everybody. It's Jason here with the Pulse Gamecast. Today's recording date is 11/4/2014. If you're in America, you should be voting. Just kidding. Go out and vote. Don't vote. But, you know, I prefer you vote. It would make me happy. Former military, that's just me talking. But anyway, that being said, obviously, if you're listening to this, you're nowhere near the polling things, and you're actually wanting to have fun and have a good time and listen. And I'm going to go ahead, and before we start all that, welcome to the Pulse Gamecast. Gray can't be here again because he is just getting beat down by life. That poor guy just, absolutely body slammed. So you're going to have to ride solo with me one more time. Just one more time. Episode 49 here. So you know what that means, right? That's like just shy of our magic 50. And as such, we're going to have to talk about these posts that you guys are sending in. I mean, there's some good ones now, and we appreciate it. But, wow. Lewd. Love you guys, really. Don't know what kind of people we're attracting, but I'm having a good old time with y'all. That being said, you have up until Sunday of this week. That is the, let's go ahead and give you a date on that one. That is November the 9th. So 11/9, November the 9th, to send in your submissions. We're going to need one day to go through all of them and make sure that they meet the criteria of having something to do with one of our episodes. And then we're going to choose a winner who will receive one Razer Carcarious headset that works with the Xbox 360 and PC. And I may need it myself. I might submit it myself because my Triton headset, which I love dearly, broke on me a few days ago. So I'm kind of sad. It sounds good, but whenever I move it, the edges all broke off. So if I sound odd or funny, I'm sorry. It's dying slowly on me. But I want you to have the Razer Carcarious headset. So what you need to do is go back over our episodes, take a look at our write-ups, find the episode that you like, one episode, because we know you've listened to all 50 of them. Find one that you really like, open it up, take a screenshot of something that you had to, that you were doing that had to do with that episode, send it in to us with a small write-up, a blurb, a joke, whatever. No body parts, please, because we can't repost those. But go ahead and send those in, and we're going to choose a winner, not by size and not by level of nakedness, but we're going to choose a winner, and okay, maybe by nakedness, but that's not the point. We're going to choose a winner, and they're going to receive a Razer Carcarious headset shipped free to their home on us, so it doesn't really get much better than that, people. So please, send in your submissions. This is the last week. This is episode 49, and we're going to announce the winner on episode 50. So, we appreciate everything, and let's go ahead and get on to it. What was I doing this week? Well, just because Gray pre-ordered and resubbed his SWTOR account so he could get his 12x experience bonus up until December 3rd or 5th, I can't remember. It's either December 3rd or the 5th. We get a 12x experience bonus all the way up until that point when you're playing through your character storyline. So any of your character missions, if you're a commando or a Sith sorcerer or whatever, the storyline missions are worth 12 times the bonus. So you're going to just peel through your levels, which is awesome because I'm already up at Alderaan and Tatooine. Oh my God, it just gets ugh up there. So that being said, that's a lot of fun. Peeling through that, having a good old time. Galactic housing, awesome. I'm glad they're getting back to the basics. Everybody should have housing, be able to show it off. And Starfighter's still pretty much the same. But that Revan looked pretty good, so I went ahead and pre-ordered, which was pretty awesome. And we're going to see if that's going to be worth it. So that seems like a lot of fun. And I don't know. I had to play World of Tanks this weekend. I just had to. A friend of mine who plays World of Tanks religiously is like, man, you need to come back and play, man. And I was like, dude, I want to play. And he was like, no, man, you need to come back and play. And in case you can't tell, he's from south of the border. But he's one of the best guys I've ever met. Really nice guy, Jose Luis. That's to you, man. This is a nod to Jose Luis, who is a mean wingman whenever you're out playing WOT. got your back, and he's really good with those sniping tanks, those tank destroyers. I mean, just awesome to have at your back. And so I got back online. I had something like, geez, I don't know, like 15 tanks in my garage. And I got back on track. I started I'm former artillery, so obviously I went for the SPGs. And I think I'm up to the Priest, now the M7 Priest, and I'm working my way down the line till I can get to a 155 howitzer, which is, to me, pretty good. That's as close to what I did. I did rocket artillery, but 155 howitzers, the Paladins and stuff like that, that I remember being side-by-side with. Those are my boys. If you got to be a gun bunny, that's the way to fly. But and I'm also having fun with the Russian medium tanks. I think I've got a KV-1 and I think the T-24. I love the T-24 and the LPT. So good tanks, good fun. And there were some rallies this weekend that were actually a lot of fun. If you've never raced in a tank, I think the American M-24 tank rallies were fun. It's a racetrack where you either have to kill all of your opponents, or you have to win the race, which is get to the end and occupy their base. And it's an obstacle course that you get to blow up and run over. And it's really, really actually is a lot of fun. You actually do jumps over areas. And if you haven't played it, definitely give it a shot. It's a lot of fun. They're called tank rallies. So, all right. That's what I did this week. And, you know, it was a lot of fun. I'm not sure what Gray did. So at this point, Gray would tell us something awesome that he did. You know, playing Advanced Warfare while jumping through a hoop set on fire covered in green jello while he was naked. Let's just go with that. He had a wonderful week. Moving on to the news. Speaking of Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, if you didn't know it dropped, I don't know where you were. That was the only thing that was more important than the elections in America. Well, actually, there are a lot of more things, but Call of Duty Advanced Warfare did drop, and they're like, is it going to outsell Ghosts? Is it better on the Xbox One, PC, or PS4? Well, let's talk about a little bit about this stuff here. First, is it better on the PS4 or the Xbox One? The PS4 has 1080p. End of story. Xbox One? Oh, yeah, they don't. Does it run performance-wise better? Yes, it runs at 60 frames per second steady on the Xbox One. So if you're looking at performance and you want to win your games, there you go. And that's probably most of you. But if you're a loser like me who constantly gets shot in multiplayer and you actually go through the campaign, 1080p is not so bad. You get a much better experience. They actually have, on the GameSpot side, if you want to check it out, side-by-side comparisons of the frame rate on both on multiplayer and on the campaign. And you can see the difference and how it affects the frame rate. And they said it dipped as low as the high 40s in the Soul campaign, especially if you activated one of your what are they called? Threat grenades, where you throw the grenade and it tells you if there's any threats in the air. Apparently that takes up a lot of processing power. So you can lower on the PS4, you can lower your frame rate down to 720, which is not a bad idea if you're playing multiplayer, just so that the Xbox people can't say they're better than you. But like I said, you know, race cars do run more reliably at 60 miles an hour than they do at 120 miles an hour. But, I don't know. I just wish that, Xbox One was capable of 1080p. That's all. Then maybe we could call apples to apples and oranges to oranges. But moving on, let's go ahead. And I gotta say that, one of the things that they did talk about in the article, actually several articles, was that King of the Hill is performance. And I can't argue that. King of the Hill is performance. And since Sledgehammer brought it out, you gotta go with what they say. However, who was it? The Microsoft gaming boss, Phil Spence, said frame rate is significantly more important to gameplay than resolution. And I can't disagree with him on that, but I will. So let's move on. That being said, are they going to sell more copies of Call of Duty AW than they did of Ghosts? Well, we're seeing a paradigm shift here for the last few years. Digital delivery and content has just changed so rapidly that now people are downloading their entire games onto their... I mean, look at Destiny. You had a 6-gig download even after you bought the disc. So why not just go ahead and have the whole digital thing, you know, wait one night, preload it, you know, go ahead and have it preloaded, and then day one it activates. So unfortunately, that also kills any pre-orders. It's hard to measure pre-orders for, you know, you could buy it the day of, especially if like the day of is a payday. So it's hard for anyone in the game industry now to tell if something is going to outsell something else, with digital delivery being the, you know, the kid on the block to beat. So do you think it's going to outsell? I'd like to hear from you guys. Please chime in. I really think that Advanced Warfare will probably do a 2/3 sell of Ghosts, and the reason is we waited so long for Ghosts, and Advanced Warfare is kind of really coming on the heels of Ghosts so quickly. It'll at least do a 2/3, if not 3/4 of the sales, and it may very well bust it depending on what they do on DLC, and that's really going to be what we're looking for, because we're looking at two completely different forms of play. Advanced Warfare is the wire, you know, the exo frame that's customizable. Multiple exo frames, multiple customizabilities, as well as upgrades. So if you play other games like, say, I don't know, The Secret World, it's sort of like your pinwheel. You can set up the guy the way you want them, and then you customize those powers even further to specialize your character to a razor sharp, you know, point that is really good, especially if you're running in teams, which apparently at 720p on an Xbox One is going to be the way to go. So hopefully we'll see that all of this comes to a head in multiple sales, and Sledgehammer will do really good. And I hope they do, because anybody who can get a, what's his name? Not Spacey. Yeah, Spacey. To do voiceovers and orders, or voice acting, is just amazing. It's, wow, you know? So, I don't know. I guess this will turn out to be one of the better games that we've seen in a long time. Moving on. Grand Theft Auto 5, we talked about this. Was it a good game? Yes. Did it outsell everybody? Yes. Is it like the big 800-pound gorilla on the block? Yes. Is it a thug game? Yes. Have you ever thought about playing it in first person? Now on the PC, PS4, and Xbox One, so next-gen cons and PC, you now have the option to play the entire game as one of your three miscreants in first-person mode. And yes, that's driving, shooting, flying, fighting, all of it. First person, like an FPS. Now that's not new, but it's new to GTA. So Rockstar, obviously massive open world. Is it awesome? Yes. But let's talk about that fourth barrier. One of the things about Grand Theft Auto that's constantly plagued it is it's, you know, parents talking bad and saying how, well, you know, this is teaching kids to do this. It's always a third person. You're always over their shoulder, and it's the other guy doing it. You know, it was one of the three characters who were playing that was doing it, not you. And now you're first person. So that pushes the what programmers like to call the fourth barrier, which brings you into the fight, which makes you the person doing it. So, I don't know. I think it's going to bring more heat down, but it is a great way to revamp a title. So what do you do when your title breaks all the records? I mean, every record out there is broken by the fact that your title just owned it and outsold everybody. Well, if you're not developing a new game like GTA 6, then you just kind of mishmash it together and make it a first person. And that's what they did. And honestly, I think they're going to make you a buttload of more money on this, because I think every thug out there is going to want to play this game. Good luck to all you thugs. So, GTA comes to PS4 and Xbox One in 2 weeks on November the 18th. The PC version is out in January. And first person. So if you want to play it again on PS4, Xbox One, turn in your old copies. Or just buy it new on PC, whatever, and play as first person. That's pretty dadgum awesome, actually. Just the concept. So y'all know that I push PS a lot. Not because it's better, even though it is. But because that's what I have experience with. I used to have a Xbox when it first came out. I did not buy an Xbox 360 because I was going to, and then the Red Ring happened. So I stuck with the PS3. And you know what? I'm a little miffed. So I'm sure all of you who have PS4s know last Friday they pushed out version 2.0, which is their update. That's been a long time coming. Because I talked about last week how they have the share option now, where you shared your game. Well, let's just say that there must be something in the Japanese mindset still stuck in the honor mode. because they would not admit that they were having a problem, even though hours, I mean just hours after the pushout went live, they started having tons of issues. They've got this new mode called, sleep mode? Rest mode. So rest mode takes the place of the sleep mode that they used to have, or what was it called? Sleep mode that they used to have. And the only way to get it out of rest mode, it would apparently put your console to sleep so deeply. Standby mode, that's what it was called. It was called standby mode, now it's called rest mode. But it put it in rest mode so deeply, the only thing you could do at that point was unplug it. And as you know from the paperwork that came with the thing, never unplug this device while it's operating is what they say. Don't ever do that. Whatever you do, never unplug this device. I don't care if Santa Claus himself asks you to do it, or President Reagan comes back to life and tells you unplugging this will save the future. Don't do it. Okay, well, guess what they want you to do? To fix rest mode, they wanted you to turn the console off after entering rest mode to unplug it. So, apparently now they've got a safe mode, supposedly, that allows you to wake up from rest mode into boot up into safe mode and then re-update the system software while it's in safe mode, which supposedly will fix the problem, but the author, Jacob Siegel, says it didn't help him. And what I'm seeing is there's a lot of people it didn't help. So, and also, caveat, SharePlay that we talked about last week. If someone's in control of your console is SharePlay, they can delete your games, by the way. In fact, they can damage your console. Apparently, they can delete system files and all kinds of stuff. So, know who you share your game with, because if they delete your host files, you're screwed. So, be careful. And, yes, they can actually do it. So, just as a little thing here, for those of you playing Evolve Big, the alpha stage, it was also in alpha for PC and Xbox. However, the PS4 version went down. You couldn't log in. Plenty of the servers were up and working, but unfortunately, thousands of people could not log in to play. Twitter exploded. People are mad. Everybody's pointing fingers. 2K is like, it's not us. It's not us. Oddly enough, PC and Xbox could log in all day long. PS4 could not. So, is 2.0 an update disaster? Why, yes, it is. But what's shocking is what PlayStation tweets back out. We're aware of issues happening post PS4 2.0 firmware, including some freezes and boot errors. We're working to resolve this ASAP. We'll update soon. That's it. That's all they said right there. And we're just like, really? Seriously? So, there you go. But hey, at least it only took them, 2 days to acknowledge that they were having a problem? 2 days. Wow. All right. So, not a big fan of Sony PS4 right now. Glad I got a PS3. This would normally be where me and Mike would review the news of the week. And we'd talk about stuff like that. And, yeah, let's talk about this and talk about that. And so, what I'm going to say is, Gray says something, you know, really funny right here, and I retort, and then we both laugh about it, and then we talk about our geek cred, and then he says, well, tell me, Jason, what you got for the board games this week. That's our geeky stuff. All right, well, let's move on to geeky stuff. Thanks, Gray. Moving on to geeky stuff. Space Hulk. We talked about this before. Space Hulk was a 1980s, late 1980s, early 90s board game by Games Workshop. Really good system. The game itself was a tile-based game where you played a Space Hulk, or you played a Space Marine who was had missions. You did up the tiles in the missions that you wanted them to be in, and then what you would do was follow through with the mission objectives. Now, most of the time you lost if you're the Space Marines, because there's like a billion Tyranids, which are the bad guys, these Xenos. So think Aliens, except instead of being the Space Marines from Aliens, you're more like Terminators from the movie Terminator. That was a really fun game. It was probably one of the best board games ever produced. It was so good that they made like 3 iterations of it. And then they said they're not going to make it anymore. Until a year and a half ago. Well, a year ago, really. And they said, we're not going to make it anymore. And then guess what? They made it. Well, they said, that's going to be it. And even though they had, what was it? board tiles, dice, 12 Blood Angels, 23 Tyranid models, objective markers, rule book, scenario book. They reproduced it again this year. So if you have $125 US, you can purchase it again, all exactly the same as the 2009, I'm sorry. It was quite a few years ago. I thought it was just a year and a half ago. It was 5 years ago. So 2009 release has been rerun again for $125. It is going to be limited edition. You will not be able to get it in. Wink, wink. You will not be able to get it again. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. But if you got the money, I highly suggest it. It has 20-something missions, 23, I believe, instead of 16. So it's going to be worth the money. Replayability is awesome. So check that out. Magic the Gathering has decided to create a board game. Not a card game, a board game. A lot like, I want to say Catan, because the tiles are placeable. You move them around to create the world, and then you have planeswalkers who fight each other. It's not a literal translation of Magic, but a spiritual, and it is good from what I'm hearing. It's still a work in progress. However, it's called Magic the Gathering, the strategy board game. Dice are involved. There are cards. There's a walkthrough, and we'll be posting the walkthrough if you want to take a look at it. They're being really secretive about the announcements. They put up some frequently asked questions. Board Game Geeks, however, got to take the lead designer, Craig Van Ness, and like tie him up and put him in a van and drug him and get him to talk about it. So there's a little write-up on that. That's good if you want to take a look at it. I think it's going to be something that's worth checking out. Of course, fortunately, it's probably going to cost $69 or $79, but we'll take a look at that. Finally, can't let you go without a Kickstarter. So this week's Kickstarter is Modern Warfare, Card Games of Strategy and Tactics, and it's exactly what it sounds like. It's basically Call of Duty Modern Warfare with a card game. They want $10,000 as their goal. They have 26 days to go and are currently at $143. I've looked at it. It does look interesting. It's a card game that you create your soldiers. Then you build your deck. You can have a shotgunner, submachine gunner, sniper, assault rifle soldier, just you name it. And first you create your crew. Then you put together your deck. And your deck has weapons, perks, kill streaks, tactical advantages. This all sounds familiar, I'm sure. Then you drop your units into the combat zone, equip them with grenades, flashbangs, tac knife, whatever. And then they have a reveal movement system where you actually move on a map set. And you can try to flank, force the enemy, ambush, all your different tactical strategies. And then, apparently it can come down to just a basic one quick turn of events can ruin the game for you or make the game for you. So do you attack the sniper first, a shotgun, a few rounds with your assault soldier, boost your soldier's attack, drop shot, play quick scope, all those kind of things. The card art looks excellent. I gotta admit, it's very clean, very simple. It's got some quotes on there that are really funny, and some of the pictures are hilarious. Like sneak attack is a kid getting hit in the face with a pillow, from behind. So that's kind of funny, actually. It's not necessarily brutally ugly. They said that the designer said they wanted this game to be as much fun as it could be. And that's really sitting around a table laughing with your friends while y'all blow each other up. That's just about as much fun as you can get. They have a game walkthrough, and you can download the rules in PDF format if you want to check this out. They have a lot of different backer levels, starting from $49 and going all the way up to a grand. The $49 is a Black Friday special. I don't know how long it's going to last. Apparently, the game will retail base at $79. However, they're doing it for $49. That's the game base game right there. Then you get the that's the private package. Then you get the corporal package, which is the private package plus weapons and perks cards for 50 expansions. Normally, that'd be $29, $19.99. So normally, up at this point, you'd have paid $99, but you can get all that for $59. Sergeant package will be $69, which is corporal package, 30 strategic cards and 20 random cards, guaranteed one legendary. Lieutenant's is $79, which is the sergeant's package plus the complete set, so that you have two each of every card and two complete decks, which is pretty awesome. It starts going up and up and up until you start really getting into the ridiculous stuff, where they $99 you get a t-shirt, which is a limited edition, and your name will be in the booklet, which is kind of cool, and you get one autographed legendary card. What I liked is when you got up into the, hold on, let me find it, Let's see. Here it is. The President's Package. The President's Mom Package. The President's Mom. I love this. You get the Presidential Package, which is just this ungodly amount of stuff. You get a whole bunch of legendary cards. Every one of your cards is signed by the artist. You have something like 8 total decks altogether. Your name is going to be placed in the game. And what I mean in the game, on one of the cards, so that every package ever sold from this point forward has your name in it. Your name can't be offensive. But if someone buys this game in a game store or online or whatever and opens it up, one of the characters will be named after you. So no matter what, if you're like with your friends, like, hey, you know, or you were hanging out in the store and somebody buys it and they say, hey, don't forget to get my, I'll autograph my card in there for you. And they're like laughing and your card's in there and you autograph it. So that's pretty awesome. That's a grand. So no one's backed that one yet. But I mean, honestly, that's pretty cool. So I do think that this game's going to go somewhere. I don't know if it's going to be a super duper hit, but I hope that they get picked up off the ground on this one, because that looks like it would actually be kind of fun. The walkthrough looks pretty good. So check it out. It looks like that's probably going to be it for us. If there's anything you guys, you know, want to send us, you know, like screenshots with write-ups so that you can get yourself a Razer Carcarious headset, feel free to do that. And like I said, you got until Sunday, November 9th. So check us out. Send in your entries to go ahead and fill it out. And you guys who sent those other entries in, oh my goodness, thank you. Wow. And we really appreciate y'all listening to us. As usual, you can find me on Steam, Raptor, and PlayStation Network under Jason, JoySynn. And you can find Gray on Teletech, as Teletech, on Raptor and Steam. I don't know about PlayStation Network. I can't remember if he's on there as that. But Black Lace will have our info. Again, send in your entries. And hope to see you guys out there. Have a good one.
Thanks for tuning in to tonight's broadcast of the Pulse Gamecast, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check holosuitemedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at the Pulse Gamecast. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to thepulsegamecast@gmail.com.